Hi guys, how you doing? Barakatuh Salah to all my Muslim listeners around the world. I wish you a very, very happy Salah, and it's the time to share and be merry. So I am waiting for my own goodies, guys. Now let's get into the tea of today. You know, I have been really, 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 really busy, but then again, beautiful things have been happening in my life, and I'm so grateful to God. As in, you know, if you're busy with things that are bad or not good, it's bad, but then when you're busy because of good things, it's a very, very good thing. You know, my daughter turned one, like a joke. I'm still in awe. Like, I'm now a mommy to a 1 year old, and she started working. She's trying to say, and she says, "Mama," I'm so excited. I thought she would do the regular thing every child does and say "Dada," but my daughter is exceptional. She's unique and peculiar. Yes, I'm going to praise her. Yes, she is my light, and you know, she's a special baby, and she says, "Mama, I'm her favorite person. Sorry, Dada." But you know, I just want to talk to us about holding our joy tight. You know, as humans, we have, the world sets a standard to what is supposed to make people happy, and we don't usually follow the Bible as to what we need to do to be happy and stay joyful. And that's why a lot of people are depressed and sad. You know, people think, "Oh, I'm supposed to be, when I'm married, things will at least be a little bit better. When I start working, things will be better. My life will not be where it is now." We don't ask ourselves, what does God have planned for me? That is why a lot of us are struggling, and then they go into depression, and then they are sad because of the misconception the world has put out, has mapped out, that this is how your life is supposed to be channeled for certain things to be to happen to you. But as a child of God, you have joy. When you have joy, you're not supposed to be in that space where, you know, things like that get to you. And I just thought to tell us that you're the only one that can make yourself happy, and you will find unending rivers of joy in the house of the Lord, in the word of God. That is the only place you find unrefined joy, pure true joy that comes from no man. No man can make you happy except yourself and God. When you put that kind of power in the hand of a man, that's when you get it wrong, and that's when things become difficult. But when you put it in God, you are safe, you're fulfilled, you're fortified. And it's very, very important that as children of God, we know that man, even God that created man, said the heart of man is desperately wicked. So it is foolish of you to entrust such kind of great responsibility as someone that can make you happy, or things that will make you happy, to man, or things that will definitely die off and change. You know, as humans, we say, "Oh, I need to get married, then I'll be very happy." You get married, and then it's still the same thing. "Oh, I need to get a job." You get a job, and it's still the same thing. "Oh, I need to get money first." Get money, and you're still unhappy. But when you have God, you have everything. And in these trying times that things are getting hard, as children of God, we need to fortify ourselves in prayer, in deep communication with God. And we need to hold on to our joy. Don't let anything or anyone or any situation take it away from you. Because you are a child of God. You are special. You are light of God. You have the light of God in you, sorry. You have the righteousness of God in you. And you have the wisdom of God at work in your life. And I pray that today everything you set your heart to do will prosper. And I speak joy, unending rivers of joy to your life, your spirit, your soul, and your body. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you guys. And see you next time on Chase Talk. Bye.